The Traveler's Journal, May 9th. Heading to Hilton Head. The shoe-shaped island situated at South Carolina's southeastern tip has been transformed from a sleepy, secluded summer resort into a vibrant, year-round, world-class destination. Yet, in contrast to the drive-in from Interstate 95, Hilton Head Island retains a large measure of its old charm and moss-draped beauty. This is particularly true at Sea Pines, the resort area at the toe of the shoe, known for its beautiful, quaint harbor, landmark lighthouse, and the Harbor Town Golf Links. Originally designed by Pete Dye and Jack Nicklaus, the courses, tees, and greens were totally renovated. Greens fees are steep, but worth it to play what Golf Magazine has rated America's 12th best public access course. It's a demanding test, especially when the wind is howling off Calabogie Sound. Hole number 18 is a near double of the famous finisher at Pebble Beach. Sister clubs, Sea Marsh Course and Ocean Course, are less demanding but equally beautiful, with lots of water and other hazards. Hilton Head's 22 other courses offer similar terrain but challenges unique to each. Tennis is another big attraction in Sea Pines. Ex-pro Stan Smith heads up the Love Inn at the Tennis Center. Biking, walking, horseback riding, and beach strolling are other popular pursuits. Dining, from the best to the fastest, is abundant. Regardless of when you go, if for the first time or a return after decades, you'll find much that is new, but also plenty that hasn't changed since the island was bridged in 1956. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.